Hello and welcome to another episode of Boss Barrel Radio. It's Monday and I'm your host, Griffin Hoffman. Everybody get pumped for another one. No heartbeat intro.
This is what I was going to say. If I was on my A game, I would have busted out that soundboard just before you
too late.
Said anything.
John Stanhope with me as always. And this week's special guest sitting in returner from the previous This Old Game of NBA Jam. Curator of the... of the West Des Moines Beer Olympics, both fall or summer and winter.
It's coming this June 15th.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit.
So,
I'll just take that off my calendar right now.
Chris Backstrom makes a return appearance. First time on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back. I enjoyed playing NBA Jam with you and joining you on this podcast.
It was a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Good news. I have nothing going on June 15th as of right now.
Well, get ready for some Beer Olympics.
I didn't quite invite you.
In fact, you're actually uninvited right
now.
Well...
awkward.
Well, fine then.
Just kind of off to an awkward start.
I'll just go have my own private beer Olympics in the basement with my dog.
I always win. Yep. I take all three medals.
First one through two cases of beer was loose.
the winner receives the porcelain mug.
Yep.
Well, guys,
holds all the beer.
It's Monday.
Yep. It is Monday.
And some stuff has happened. We went from absolutely nothing going on to a whole bunch of crazy, awesome stuff happening.
Stuff and things.
And we'll get into that later. But more importantly, we're going to start out with something that we have all done. Everybody here went to see the Avengers movie. What is the full title to this?
The Avengers.
Is it just Avengers period?
I just got out of the Avengers at 5:25.
Oh, so it's extra fresh.
You just went and saw it today, so it's all still in there? God, I made my best attempt to go see that movie as sober as possible. I failed both times. It's long enough that I sobered up halfway through, so.
Yeah. I don't get it. Actually, you went to try to see it sober?
I had every intention of not being drunk when seeing these films. But
it's a very easy remedy.
But when you go and see films at 10 o'clock at night, things may happen between 8 and 9.
You might be drunk. Yeah.
It's just going to happen. As an adult over the age of 21, I am prone to consuming alcohol.
Accidentally. Just involuntarily.
Having it be in my system at some point. And sometimes things happen.
Right.
It's Marvel's The Avengers.
Okay.
Proper. That's great.
Not
to be confused with that Avengers movie from the late 90s.
It was me and Dakota were having an argument with somebody else about there being another Avengers movie, and it was like it was Mora, and she's like, she never knows anything about movies ever.
That's right. That Avengers movie is very easy to just dismiss.
As of right now, the new Avengers movie has grossed $207.4 million over the weekend.
Is that good?
That's pretty good.
Wow.
That's pretty damn good.
Is that record-breaking?
Those are Batman numbers.
Okay.
Like Dark Knight numbers.
Uh-huh. Hey, speaking of Dark Knight, I'll save it. Okay. Never mind. We'll just talk about the Avengers. What'd you guys think?
It's amazing? Good. It's good. When I sit there... And I was thinking to myself and critiquing it. I've seen it twice, and I think it is a good movie. I think it is a really good like family hero movie. Like you can take anybody of any age to go see that, and it's funny. It's got a lot of action. The characters are pretty well constructed, especially if you've seen the other movies that they all lend to.
Yeah, I was in the front row with Hunter. Right next to us were like 2 5-year-old kids dressed as Captain America and Thor.
Sweet. It's good. It's a fun movie to watch. It's entertaining.
I think it was great.
It's entertaining.
I think it was just a phenomenal, fun film.
Yeah, it's fun. If you want me to rip on it, I can say that I don't think, even though the entire world is a threat, I really didn't feel like I was that worried about what was going on.
Oh.
The villain and the imminent danger just did not come through all the way for me.
you look like...
I understand this is a bad guy. Do you? And I understand that this is what he's trying to do.
Have similar feelings towards this, Chris?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was... I was good. I think there's going to be more movies like this where superheroes from different movies are going to all get together. And I enjoyed it. And I did go sober, unlike when we went to Captain America. We were pretty angry.
God, I forgot about
that. I don't actually remember Captain America.
Really?
I remember going, paying for it, and seeing about 5 minutes, and then laughing at why the guy from another teen movie was in it. And then that's about it. And now I see him again today, but... No, it was good, and I think I want to put out the question: how long before there's a Justice League movie?
God, I don't know that you'll see it.
I don't think you will either.
I don't know that you'll see it.
Yeah,
because Aquaman just sucks. That's probably why.
Aquaman would. Well,
what's he do?
I mean, okay. I had an email conversation with my boss today about this sort of similar situation. We were talking about the movie, and we both really liked it. I thought it was really fun. But we both agree that, like, you know, DC's got really great characters. They just don't make the movies to suit them. Like, the Green Lantern movie was such a letdown. Batman movie's the only good thing really going. Superman, who cares?
Superman has a Man of Steel movie coming out.
Great. Another boring flop.
Don't get me started on Green Lantern. The bad guy of the movie was fear itself. It sounds like the movie was written by Tony Robbins or some kind of motivational speaker. Overcome fear and you will save the world.
That being said, though, I really don't know how much of a better job you could do, like, getting people motivated to see a superhero movie about a superhero that most people don't know about.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I think they did about as good with Green Lantern as they could.
I think there's more superhero fans for Green Lantern than you're giving justice to.
That is,
population.
But I think, you know, yes. Okay, so if you ask any non like comic book or just nerdier person, like what their top three like superheroes they know are. Everybody hears Superman.
Batman, Spider-Man, and...
Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, maybe Wonder Woman. Yeah. I don't know. Not going to get a whole heck of a lot out of these people. Hulk, maybe.
Shatterstar.
So where do they go next? Do they now do an Iron Man 3 and a Thor 2 and a Captain America 2?
Well, that's where I was going to
Iron Man Avengers Iron Man 2. Iron Man 3 is on track.
Has to be.
I don't know about a Thor 2.
Yeah, based on the sales, based on the performance of that movie...
Yeah, I don't know. So this was the other thing. It's like, back when Thor came out, it took my girlfriend at the time out to go see it. And after it was all, like, after the movie was done and we were walking out, she was like, I didn't know there was a superhero called Thor.
Right.
She thought we were going to see, like, a movie about the god.
Oh, it's your one and the same.
Yeah. And which is why I think Thor is a little bit of a cop-out kind of hero, because he... based on mythology.
Yeah, but that's
like, how much do you have to write for him?
That's what defines the Marvel universe, though, is like the intermingling of magic and power and mystery and just like all the different abilities that get thrown into this melting pot.
But there's a major difference between your Marvel heroes and your DC heroes, whereas DC heroes, I guess to a degree, are more... DC heroes, to a degree, are more prone to just having their superpowers like inherently given to them. Like Superman just is Superman. Batman's like the only one that is relatable to people because he is a person, not like somebody super special.
What about Moon Knight?
Yes, right. I suppose. But this is the thing with Marvel where it's Marvel's like, Peter Parker is just a kid, and then there's an accident, and now he's Spider-Man. And, well, I guess...
They were all normal people. They started when they were born normal.
Yeah.
And then they became who they are. As
Tony Stark
has
this issue, and then uses his brains.
Isn't that sort of what the X-Men are, is just like mutants from birth that have to deal with their powers?
And again, this is all Marvel.
Yeah.
Right, opposed to people that come across their power, which is what you're saying?
But they're coming into their power. It's that whole nonsense of, like, have you heard the whole story of X-Men being compared to the gay community? And that's exactly why that whole
thing is. No, and I'm not going to go there.
Okay. It was a fun
based on your comments from previous episodes, we're not going to say anything about this.
What previous episodes? Just, give me a number.
Just like 4 ago when you're talking about wrestling.
Oh.
I will be going back to listen to this one now. 4? Okay.
So what I was going to say, though, is, you know, with the Avengers movie, like, it was fun. Like, a really fun, really popcorn-y, good movie to just go and watch. And the obvious sequel that's going to happen involving the, you know, a little bit after the end of the bit,
yeah,
a couple minutes of the credits. What does that leave for the rest? Like, we just talked, Thor, probably not going to happen. Hulk, maybe.
Could be. Could spark a new interest.
Is there going to be like a
Shield
movie?
I like Mark Ruffalo
movie?
As
yeah,
Banner.
I do too.
He did an all right job.
I think he's been the best Banner so far.
I still have to give props to
Eric Banner.
What's that?
Banner?
Eric.
No.
Chris Banner?
No.
Edward Norton?
Edward Norton.
I don't think he was that good.
He was worlds better than the original.
Eric Banner?
Eric Mitch.
Whatever his name
is. Is that his name?
I don't know.
The first Hulk?
The climax of that movie was Eric Banner fighting Nick Nolte, who mm-hmm. had become a beam of energy that had gone into a lake.
Oh, God. Huh. I don't even remember that film.
So, yeah, where do you go from there? But up. Anywhere. You only up. Go up from there.
Yeah, true.
Yes. So.
I don't know. I think Captain America might have done well enough that you could see another Captain America movie.
How long do you think it's going to be until it's Civil War?
Oh, man. Well,
Marvel
whenever,
Civil War, the movie.
No, Marvel Civil War happens when when Sony lets Marvel actually have Spider-Man back.
Yeah, true.
Because that was the only reason that we didn't see a Spider-Man in the Avengers movie.
You know, they could probably do it without Spider-Man.
Well, no, it's completely fine. It's just the thing of it is like, I think that's really weird. That it's not really
they
weird,
they could replace Spider-Man's character in the Civil War comics yeah. with anybody else.
Yeah, like Wolverine.
Moon Knight.
Wolverine.
Everybody loves Moon Knight right now for some bizarre reason.
Apparently there's an exclusive Wolverine movie that's coming out next year.
Right.
For whatever reason.
But so I want the next Iron Man movie to have the classic Iron Man cartoon from the 90s villains of the Mandarin and MODOK in it. I want those to be
MODOK
the two villains.
MODOK would be great.
MODOK, I think, would be the biggest stretch because, like, once you do that, then you've checked into the dumb side of comics.
And then we can do another Batman movie that has, like, Kite Man and
yeah.
Firefly.
Oof.
Perfect.
But the Mandarin you could probably twist into being really weird and stupid.
I can ask, if they're going to do sequels to Avengers, they will probably introduce new characters, new Avengers that may have been in the comics. I don't know the comics that well. I'm not a comic reader. But I'm sure there are forgotten Avengers that will show up of some kind. Do you know who those would be?
Recast the Fantastic Four is what you start doing.
Yeah, you reboot that series.
Or you double cast Chris Evans.
You can't. Well, okay.
No, you can.
Here's why.
Or you just totally make Johnny Storm always on fire.
He's dead. Johnny Storm is dead in the Marvel universe.
Oh, so you could just do the Fantastic Four sans the Human Torch.
Yeah, well, you could.
Fantastic Three.
But it's no Spider-Man. I think is taking his spot.
What?
I think so.
What?
I'm not up to date on all this stuff, but I was reading something on Comic Vine, and it alluded to. I didn't go too deep into it, but Spider-Man being.
Do you have to, like, fill out a resume for that job, do you suppose? You have to go
no.
for a try,
yeah.
for an interview.
Yep, that's right.
Like a performance
How
test.
How fantastic would you say you are?
I mean, I
Tell
was
me
amazing.
About a point in your life when you thought you were fantastic.
I've been called amazing and ultimate. Never fantastic, though. Those are close.
If you have a problem with somebody who is your boss and fantastic, how would you deal with this? Give me an example in your life when you achieve something fantastic.
Well, as my persona of Spider-Man, I do tend to go and harass my current boss by just jumping around through windows and taking sweet pictures of myself and throwing them on his desk and being all smug about it.
You
so.
Harass your boss. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll call you if we have an opening that comes up, but we're still in the interview process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Mr. Fantastic.
Okay.
This is where you're supposed to be.
I was supposed to be a third party. Like,
it's clobbering time.
Could I have been? Yes. Can I? Is there another? Is there another character I can?
You could totally be the invisible one.
Ant-Man? Is that Ant-Man. Is that one guy? Is that? Is there someone? Is there someone more ridiculous that could?
Black Panther.
Jesus, John.
He's a real character. God. Come on.
Yeah. What, by the way, what is Nick Fury's power anyway? Is it nothing. Just is it just is it just being Samuel
extended
Jackson?
Extended life.
Just getting like, really angry with a short fuse.
His extended life.
Being in like 12 movies a year, is that his power? Is that,
that's right.
A big payroll.
What was in the comics the reason for Nick Fury like being alive forever?
I don't
know. It was a gas. No idea. Was it
he just is like almost like a Wolverine.
Hydrogas. He just lives. No. He does, like, because there's reason for it. Like,
I don't remember. No, I'm not saying he's born that way. I do just
remember. His power, I thought, was just, like, good aim.
Yeah, good aim, longevity, being a just an angry person.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing that sweet
being
eye patch.
Being an MRF-er.
Yeah. Yep.
I might see it again. That's, I mean, which, to me, is a big commitment to a movie. I would consider seeing it again.
That is a big commitment for you.
It's a pretty good movie. It's funny.
It is funny. It is funny. Did everybody else miss the part or of what the Hulk said when he beat up Loki?
I don't know.
Because usually everybody in the theater laughs too much to hear what he says. The second time I watched it,
you're just like, shut up, everybody!
Well, no, the second time, I just made sure that I heard it.
What did he say?
He just calls him a puny god.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I just didn't think that was that funny.
No.
Good. I'm glad we got the actual
beating is funnier.
Right. Yeah. It was actually kind of like unnerving.
It's yeah. Like Bam Bam. Because he hits him a couple times and stops for a second and then keeps going. And I was like, oh, that's so much. But it's a really good like
the movie was really good.
Yeah. It's funny. The fight with Hulk and Thor was good.
That whole movie just I think there's the weirdest thing, which is I think they underplay
Captain America.
It's because Captain America is perpetually underplayed. Huh. It's his role, man. Yeah. It's just man. Yeah. The girl that was like Nick Fury's second in command, who is Robin from How I Met Your Mother, just drove me crazy the entire movie. Just be like, you're from Canada all the time. Your stupid Canadian accent still coming out all the time in the movie. Well, what do we do about those mutants, eh?
There's no bigotry in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, true, but it's just like, when is she going to slip up and accidentally, like, have a...
Drop a boat?
Yeah, just start seeing sandcastles in the sand or something like that. Like, I was really, really put off by her being in that movie. Where it's like, you are a character actor for life. I'm sorry.
Meh. That's where she's... I'm trying to recognize where...
Mm-hmm. Immediately, I turned to Hunter and I was like, oh my god, it's Robin from Oh, I Met Your Mother.
You're so weird.
All right, I think we've exhausted Avengers. Let's talk about some other stuff.
Let's talk about the G.I. Joe movie.
No.
Yes, I'll be seeing that.
There was a preview for it.
I'll be seeing that more intoxicated.
I am
than
so
I
excited.
Ever was
but it's your boy in that
I know,
movie.
I know.
I thought you wanted to go in as clean as possible to just be like, appreciate
embrace
it.
Embrace all the Willis.
Yeah.
God, there are so many other good it's Bruce Willis movies that are coming out this year.
Just cleanse.
So. So excited.
But, yeah. I think that movie's going to be it's going to be intentionally bad almost.
Oh god, I hope
fantastic
so.
In like the Ghost Rider. Just others comment. I mean, it's just going to be meant to be ridiculous. And it looks like they kill everyone off at the beginning.
That's great.
To just reboot itself after one movie and then
as long as Brendan Fraser is still in it making cameos.
Yes.
Or Brendan. Sergeant Slaughter.
Brendan Fraser?
He was in the first movie.
You have to have Sergeant Slaughter in there. You just have.
Right, that's the...
I say we bring Jesse Ventura out of retirement.
Who does he play?
Do you remember the time when Jesse Ventura was
Admiral Flagg?
Do you remember the time when Jesse Ventura was... like, wasn't he like a sergeant of some sort in wrestling? Or am I thinking of somebody different?
You're thinking of somebody different because Jesse Ventura was Jesse the Body Ventura.
Right, but didn't he have a different persona even before then? No?
Wrestling.
No.
I don't think he was ever G.I. Joe.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Sergeant Slaughter was the only one that crossed over from wrestling to.
He was in the movie Demolition Man, though.
Ventura was?
Yep.
Interesting. Right.
I watched that the other weekend.
God, I want to see Total Recall again.
Yeah.
Well, you get to then see the new one.
Well, first get your ass to Mars and then go see it.
Get your ass to Mars. Yeah, because I want to see the new or I want to see the new Total Recall. No. But I want to reappreciate the old Total Recall. Ow. Did you see the trailer for the new Total Recall?
Nope. You should. Because I'm just going to rewatch the original.
See, Griff. I don't even know why I talk to you about movies anymore.
That's fine.
They're just going to keep remaking these Schwarzenegger movies.
They're just going to keep remaking every movie because Hollywood is bankrupt.
They need to remake The Running Man.
Oh, hey.
And if they're going to remake The Running Man, they have to keep the lines. Hilarious lines from that
movie. What?
007 Skyfall is a thing now.
Oh, really?
The new 007 movie is actually happening.
Who is the Bond in it?
It's, what's his name?
Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
And that's exciting. I believe the bad guy is the Javier Bardem, the... Yeah, no country for old men. Yeah. So I don't know if he's they should just make it a recurring character.
Yeah.
He's the new Blofeld?
Could be. I don't know. You know more about your Bond than I do.
That'd be cool.
So get excited.
I am, more interested now. Okay.
What else we got, Griff? Come on.
We got some other stuff. Let's see. Games that you played. What the heck did I write? Okay, John, you said you played Awesome Knots.
Yeah, it's not so awesome.
Oh, you've been working on that one all week?
Nope. Awesome? Just came to me.
What is Awesome Knots?
What is Awesome Knots?
Awesome Knots is this downloadable game. It's on PSN, probably Xbox. Or maybe... I forget what I played it for. Pretty sure I played it for PS3. It's more or less it's a capture the flag game. You get your choices of characters to pick from. You get to unlock certain characters when you level up. And when you enter the stage, you are earning money and you get to purchase new upgrades for your abilities to defend or attack a base.
Oh, okay. So it's like Team Fortress.
It's a 2D side scroller shooter. So it's like Mega Man, but imagine if Mega Man had.
Oh, so it's like the retro demake of Team Fortress.
Yeah. It's a de-evolution of Team Fortress. So it's like, it is literally like a map that will have platforms and it's left and right. Your stuff's on the left. Enemy stuff is on the right.
Get out of here.
And you're just running over there. You have to get past their turret defenses first, which takes some doing. And then after that, you have to go destroy their drill. And if you can accomplish those two things, then you win.
Cool. Not great though.
If that is what you would like to spend your afternoon doing, then that is the best way to do it. Ooh. But I don't know. I was expecting something a little bit different.
Completely serviceable downloadable game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Also, I thought I downloaded the demo for it, but that demo lets me do everything.
Huh.
I was playing online with people in that demo.
Really?
So I was like, why would I purchase the full game?
More maps, more customization.
Possibly. Maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of serviceable, last week I talked about Prototype and I completely forgot to mention the biggest, most important part of that game in my terms, or in my eyes, and that's there's a lot of stealth in that game. Like you've got to sneak around and, you know, eat a guard that has the key card to get into the building, and you know the guards have vision cones and all that classic stealth stuff, and if you get caught, they get alerted. But the reason why I really liked the Prototype 2 stealth segments is because you always felt so in control of the stealth. Like, it wasn't like you had a bunch of tools to manipulate them, but it's like, well, if things go bad, I'll just eat everybody. Or, like, it does such a good job of showing what guards know you're there, what guards are aware of you. It gives you so many different systems to prevent you from failing that it's actually a really fun way to do stealth in an endurance, like in a marathon style method. Like,
I see.
In just a one shot, it's like, this was the easiest stealth segment I've done my entire life. But over the course of, you know, an 8-hour game, it's like, yeah, this is great. Like, I never, stealth is an option that I was like, I will happily pursue this all the time because it's not getting in the way. And just how overpowered you felt where you could, you know, take a guard out, take over his persona, move to the next guard, and kind of like go through this guard puzzle of clearing dudes out while staying in hiding until it's like, you imagine it from that dude's perspective who you're going after, that computer AI guy, where you're like, you're just doing your laps around the fuel containers and then you're, you know, occasionally looking around and it's like, oh, you're just different, you know, dude there, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's like three people gone. Wonder what's going on here.
Whose footprints are these?
not even that. Just like, where is everybody? Is there a new episode of Two and a Half Men on or something that I'm missing? Like, what is going on with this? And then eventually it's just you and the one dude left, and just it's that like horror film moment where he turns around and it's just completely barren. Nobody's there except for the one guard that's just like walking up to him and then just eats him. I thought it was
good.
Just wanted to mention that. There's no jokes there. It's just what it is. Just what it is.
No punchline for you.
No, that's it.
Yep.
It's straightforward. Laser beam. John, you said you also played The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you buy the season or just
no
demo?
I was thinking about buying it on my computer, which would be the season, but I was thinking about buying it on my computer, which would be $25, which would be the whole all of it.
Yeah.
And then you just get it as it comes out. But I just went ahead and got it on Xbox. So it's $5.
Do you play along with what's going on the show? Or?
No. No, because the show is its own offshoot of what the comics are, and the comics are their own standalone story. The Walking Dead game is like prequel to... Well, I guess it runs alongside the comics, but it is more or less... It has some new invented characters that are not part of that series at all, but then it does also have characters that...
It's like season two of The Lost.
Yeah, it's introducing you to new characters, and it's giving you a story that runs alongside of the original content, and finding a way to intermingle it all.
A story that moves forward, completely foreign to the writers of the actual TV show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Actually, the first season was good, and then that first half of the second season was just terrible, where they're sitting around just moping with each other, which is exactly what you do in a zombie apocalypse. You just sit on the porch and talk about his feelings and all these other difficult problems we're having. And then it actually finally gets good again at the end, and then it starts to build on one thing that it should have built on from the beginning, is that the only thing more dangerous than the zombies are the actual other people itself.
Yeah.
Going from that. Yeah.
That's why I don't like zombie things.
Exactly.
I think Walking Dead is really good, though.
I think it'll be, there's some character, like
the game.
Kid,
you're talking
a, it's ruined by a stupid kid again. There's a lot of movies and things that, and TV shows and knowing.
Did the zombies take the boy?
I wish they had. I wish they had. It actually make the show a lot more interesting.
Where's my dog?
He's special, but he's so old we can't put him in this episode. We just gotta show the back of his head.
Oh my god, that was the weirdest day ever when Walt was doing a commercial for McDonald's. Chicken poppers.
Yeah, jeez. But where is I going with this?
You liked Walking Dead the game.
I do like Walking Dead the game.
It's Telltale game.
Yeah, I was thinking about playing it a second time to like change some of the decisions. It seems like it's written pretty well. I don't know. You ask me anything.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time thinking specifically what I want to talk about.
How do you control it? Is it like a Sam and Max style walk around the level with your avatar, or is it purely like point and click to go to a location or to just interact with the environment? Do you have a dude that you're playing as?
You have one particular character that you're playing as. His name is Lee. There are some interesting things about Lee that I won't give away.
Oh, thank you.
That it just makes him interesting. And you basically go through it meeting new people, and you have your dialogue trees.
I love meeting new people.
Especially during a zombie apocalypse. That's a great time to meet new people.
Yeah. It's actually on my activities, my Facebook profile.
Dating is
meeting new people.
Yeah, I just don't know. Dating is probably very difficult during a zombie apocalypse.
Zombies in love. Yeah.
Like, if you just meet on the road, like, hey, you're alive, I'm alive.
We got something
coming. You're a female,
coming.
I'm a male. Hey,
hello.
What are you doing later?
Not getting killed by zombies. Hey, John.
So you make a couple impactful choices in the game, and along the way through making those choices and things like that, the game's constantly keeping track of the things you're doing, and at the end of the game, it gives you this like list of all the different choices you made,
mm-hmm.
and then compares it against everybody else who's played the game, and tells you, of the people that chose to eat the baby or save the baby...
Mm-hmm.
You chose to, say, eat the baby, and 58% of the other people who play this game also chose to eat the baby.
Is it really that black and white?
It is that.
There's an option to eat the baby.
Like, do the really bad thing, or do the really obviously good thing?
Yeah.
It's that profound? Like, there's no gradation to it? Like,
no,
like,
oh, no, it does have gray levels where it's like, you have the choice to save this 20-something guy, or you have the choice to save this, like, 11, 12-year-old kid. Like, two people will be, one's in trouble in one situation and one's in trouble in another situation, and you got to make that gut reaction call.
Is there a timer that you have to deal with?
Yeah. For certain things, there is a timer.
So you're not able to just sit there and...
In the tense, like, things are happening right now moments, like, you have a timer. Like, okay. If it's, like, a conversation that's, like, pretty low-key, that's no timer, but there are certain things where it's just like, I gotta figure this out.
Do you shoot any zombies in that game?
There are a couple
with a shooting control mechanism? Or is it just, like, click on zombies' face to shoot?
It is... Only to a certain degree.
Diablo with zombies.
No. To a certain degree, it is shooting them, but not really. I move this cursor over this thing, and it says push this button to shoot zombie in face.
Okay.
There are other ways that you kill zombies that are really interesting.
All right.
So...
Are you running around and collecting things and combining them in your inventory, or is it more like you're kind of just riding through the story, making decisions?
There is inventory, but there's no inventory management. It just shows you sort of the things you have on hand, like at the left side of the screen. Like you have a screwdriver and you have batteries. But it's like you find those things, and then it's like, oh, I found where I apply these things.
Okay. You're not like finding a chicken and a pulley and trying to figure out how to combine the two of them?
Nothing that ridiculous, but there is a situation.
What are you talking about? That's not ridiculous.
No.
A chicken with a pulley in the middle.
I'm not saying...
That should be in every Telltale game.
I'm not saying as intricate as that, maybe, let's say.
Complexities of the chicken with a pulley on the middle.
There will just be situations in which you need to, like,
truly, the mystery of the universe is most obviously presented with the chicken with a pulley in the middle of it.
You'll just have situations in which you need to figure out, like, you need to distract zombies away from something, and you need to find out, like, the tools that you need to, like, make this happen.
Okay.
So...
There probably catches to each choice. You pick the kid over the adult, but you find out it's one of those little bratty little fire-setting kids that it screws everything up.
No, I want to go back.
I should have picked the adult. This little kid's a bastard.
Yeah, is it like, oh, you pick the kid and he sucks because he's a kid? And it's like, you pick the adult and he actually has AIDS. Yeah. And
he's fat and slowing you down.
I would like to go back and play again to see what changes if I decide that I wanted to... Like, I saved the kid. In saving the kid... Certain people, in saving the kid, certain people get upset, and certain people are glad that you saved the kid. Like, clearly the parents of the kid are happy that you saved him, but the other person that died, another person is upset about it, and that alters, like, sort of what happens. So that much is interesting, and I'd like to go back and see how it changes the game from that point on, but... There's another, like, save this person or save that person moment, but I don't really know...
Now, presumably, all those choices you make will move forward into the next episodes, too.
Yes. But they're... Yeah.
Because you can buy single episodes on the Xbox.
That's another really cool PS3. Thing, is they do... at the end of it, when the credits are done and everything, or maybe it's just before the credits, I forget, whatever, it does a... next time on Walking Dead, episode 2. But it, like, reflects...
The things you've done.
In the end of it, where it's just like, and it got me a little amped up. I'm like, how does any of that stuff like come back around in this?
Cool,
this, like
so kind of like Alan Wake.
I've
smoked a billion bongs.
Yeah, exactly. But I've got to go out and purchase that next content next month when it comes out. So I'm excited for that.
Is there an option to buy the whole season on the Xbox, downloadable
on Xbox services? There is. On Steam there is. But on Xbox, I don't think there is.
Okay. Because on Steam, you can only buy it as the full run.
Yeah. You have to just outright purchase all 5 of them, which is fine.
Well, speaking
that
of...
That game looks great, by the way. Oh, okay. I really like the art style. It looks really good, and their character designs are really, really good.
You don't play a lot of Telltale adventure games?
No, but I've seen you play Sam & Max, and I've seen other Telltale things.
Yeah.
So
looks exactly like Strong Bad.
Yeah.
Awesome game for awesome people.
Looking at it, it's like, yes, I see a lot of the Telltale. Telltale has these things with the certain faces that they design that look a certain way.
Cartoony exaggerations here and there?
A little, like bigger eyes than most people would normally have kind of thing. Bigger mouths, but so...
Well, to go back and to reference the recap that you really enjoyed at the end of the season for Telltale, I'd like to move forward and talk to the end of The Witcher 2 for myself.
Oh, did you finish it?
No, I mean my personal ending of that game.
Okay, because I feel like I'm playing. I feel like I'm at that point too.
Well, I wanted to keep playing more of it. And
did you kill the thing? The
game? No, I didn't, because I couldn't freaking find it. Like, I picked up the game, or I put the game back in and started playing it, and I was like, oh god, I have no idea where I am.
Yeah.
I'm in a house, it's all dark in here, I don't know what to do. Last week you asked me, like, what do I not like about the game? Here's my one answer. The quest tracking system is super confusing.
Yep.
Like, I feel like if I say track this quest, it will sometimes track it, sometimes it won't. Yep. So I had a hard time with that, and therefore I had a hard time getting back into it after not playing it for, you know, about a week and a half and devoting myself really heavily into another game. So I tried. Like, I did a bunch of other quests. I tried to pick up on the main one, but I just couldn't follow it, and I decided to just give up on it.
Yeah.
Even though it is really fun, and I do really like it, I lost it. I lost the thread of it. I can't keep playing.
I love giving up on games like that. You always stand up. If you're by yourself, you stand up and you scream and you throw the controller. Boop. And usually run off the bed and get really angry.
Are you like six?
I don't want to. I'm never going to play that game again.
I haven't.
Screw it.
You kick the dog. Yeah, and
I haven't
and
been able to say, stand
up. I'm just leaving.
You know, I'm going to show that game. I'm just not going to play it anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Break the disc in half and take a poop on it.
I can go buy another game.
Gosh, the last time I tossed a controller was Demon's Souls.
I wasn't too long ago.
Demon's Souls.
2 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, fuck this game.
Yeah. I don't really get like that.
I didn't like chuck it, but it was like a good pitch the controller to the side of the couch and be like, that's it. Going to bed. Not playing this anymore.
I think as a kid, I couldn't beat Bard vs. the Space Mutants to the point where I cried.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's an emotional experience.
It was a very emotional experience.
This is a dark time.
I don't really... Yeah, actually, I'm sorry.
Never watched The Simpsons since.
Yes, it's been very...
John, you said you didn't play any more of The Witcher, or you're checking out of it?
I'm checking. I keep thinking, maybe I should play some Witcher 2, and then I go, I just don't have that drive to want to finish that game.
Yeah.
It's just not hitting me. So I think I'm going to get rid of it.
Sure. You also played the Dragon's Dogma demo, which I really wish I'll be doing that later this week at some point.
Yeah. I spent about twice as long customizing my character and my pawn as I did actually playing the demo. And it was a big bummer to come to the conclusion that in that demo, you can customize your character and your pawn, but you can't play the game with them. Like the demo
the
just
full
gives
game.
Yeah, no. Like the demo just gives you default dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can spend you can spend all the time doing the character creator stuff and then the game's just like it's a dude.
Does it push it sideways off for the main game? Cuz I heard from 8.4 that they were saying like they designed their own characters, they're pawned themselves, and then they played as them. And then the reason why they spent so much time making themselves to look so true to life is because they're like, yeah, I can bring it in, or at least people can play as my pawn online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back and look at it again. Maybe I missed a button or something.
Maybe.
I
hear that game is epic.
In,
bringing down griffins, killing in, dudes.
In ways.
Okay.
In ways.
When you guys create your own character, do you try to create something that looks like you or
nope,
someone
never.
That's more ridiculous?
No, Griff always chooses
like
a
me.
Woman.
I'll play a lady.
Like, yes, yeah. Griff always plays a lady.
Typically with Saints Row, any game where you make your own character, it's usually
I did play a lady
someone
in
that
Saints
plays.
Row.
Yeah, I did. I play Saints Row as Dr. Manhattan because you could pick a blue guy.
Oh, good call.
But usually, if I create my own character, it's Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction. It's usually just a large black guy with an afro and a bad attitude.
Okay, his last name is Winfield?
Yeah, his last name is Winfield.
Is that like listed?
Little trivia for you there out there.
Is that listed in the credits?
Yes. It's with two N's, too.
Huh. Interesting. Where was I going? Okay, so
not that epic.
No, I am excited to play that game.
Full game.
I'm excited to play the full game.
How much does it feel like Demon's Souls or Dark Souls?
Close. It's okay. Somewhere between Dark Souls and
Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot like that. Somewhere between that.
With I mean, that's the vibe that it gives off. No multiplayer.
No, no multiplayer. You've got...
What are pawns, John? You brought this up earlier. Oh, Let me say that again. Pawns.
Well, you peeked for a second there.
Yeah. I'll take that.
It's so hard to explain. The game doesn't even explain it very well. I'm sure there's like some sort of magical reasoning behind it. But essentially what it is, you'll come to these stones in which you, being the apparently special person that you are,
sure.
You can have and create and call upon these pawns, kind of like in Dark Souls, where you could summon other people into your game. This is not necessarily other people. This is just other supported... They're like your minions. They're like your vassals. They're like your
pawns.
Your pawns. Your other...
Like in the game of chess, they'd be your dispensable...
My dispensable soldiers, and I get to customize and create them, and I can summon them into the world to help me fight big things.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
How many can you have with you at once?
I had 4 in the demo.
Wow.
So 5 people.
Do you control them directly, or how do they work?
You can give them like some Mass Effect kind of commands where it's like, go forward, fall back, you know.
Concussive shot.
Yeah, just basic commands, but nothing too specific.
Okay.
Some of the magic in the game is kind of cool.
I've heard, yeah.
There's like a healing AoE effect in that game where the healer will cast this like... Essentially, it's a dome, but you don't see like the outlines of the dome. You just
dome
see this.
City.
You just see this ball of light, and if you are inside of a certain area of the light, it starts to heal you.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool stuff. Climbing onto bigger enemies is weird.
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 Did you love Shadow of Colossus?
It is exactly like that.
That sounds awesome.
It is exactly like that. Like, you feel like you are kind of all over the place.
Does it play the Shadow of Colossus music when you get out there, too?
No. But, like, I was, like, upside down on the back calf of this Chimera and just, like, hacking away at the thing. It just looked completely bizarre. And then it got even worse when we, like, actually cut the tail off of the thing.
You and your pawns?
Yeah. And then, like, 3 of us are on top of it while two of the mages are back there, like, trying to do healing spells. And then, like, some of the animations for that stuff is pretty cool. Like lighting, like, it's like, oh, the lion's head doesn't like fire, so let's throw fire spells at it. And it's just, like, seriously lighting the whole thing on, like, the head is just
ablaze
while there's 3 dudes on it just stabbing it.
That sounds
just
awesome.
Like, so I was just like, okay, game.
You got me.
That's better.
Does it feel animation heavy like a Monster Hunter game or like Lost Planet where it's you have to go through all these different frames before you complete an action?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like if I want to heal myself, do I pop a healing potion and then boom, I'm healed? Or is it like I need to dig in my backpack, pull it out, and then raise it above my head and drink it? And by that time,
I didn't do any.
A Tyrannosaurus stomped me.
I didn't do any of that because mostly the healers that I had with me were doing a good job of that. But I would say, like, from swinging a sword standpoint, no, it seemed fine. I mean, it's not like I hit the button twice and it's like swinging, like, very, like being over exaggerated swings or anything. It seemed pretty quick and useful. The lock-on system's good enough. The shielding system works well enough. You have different attacks for when you have your shield up as when you don't, because you can get hit by the shield or get hit while you have your shield up, and then you can bash the enemy with the shield if you'd like to. It's kind of cool. So different things to do in different stances. It seemed fun. I'm probably going to go back and play it again just to see if I can fiddle around with some other stuff.
Sure. Yeah, I'll give it a try, too. I want to play that.
It's a big demo. It's like 1.7 gigs.
I guess I'll get it on my PlayStation. Let's see. You also played Trine 2, you said.
Yeah, I was looking for something else to play that was more of a cooperative thing, because me and Dakota stopped. Well, we're still playing that Untold Legends game, but it's... It's ups and downs with us on that game. At some points it's good, some points it's kind of crappy. All
right.
But so I downloaded Trine 2, the demo, just to see how good that was. That game could benefit from being more action oriented and less puzzle oriented. That's pretty much all I have to say about that.
Okay.
It looks really pretty. It has an interesting story it's trying to tell, but it's all
about. Did you like it?
I don't want to play it.
Okay, good enough. Then
I didn't dislike it. I could see what it's. The thing is, it's not that I didn't like it. I just don't want to play a game like that.
Too puzzly.
Which what it is the issue I take with it is, like, so you got this mage who has no offensive capabilities whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
He's there pretty much to assist you in puzzle traversal.
Yep.
And then you have a rogue who has her other things to do, which are more like.
Everybody has a tool that
they
use.
They got a tool to them, and only the warrior can actually fight. Well, I suppose the rogue can fight, like she can shoot an arrow into something, but it's not really to the same effectiveness as the sword or the hammer. I don't know.
It's a puzzle game.
It's also you've got to like juggle these people and figure out which. And so I don't know.
I just
don't want to play that game.
Gotcha. I didn't play anything at all. I mean, I played GoldenEye 007 this whole game with Hunter. We played some multiplayer, and I played a little single player quickly. You can see that video on the website. It's
you
up
beat
now.
Him.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
And then I also then got really, really into playing Majora's Mask.
I thought you were going to say really, really, and then hammered.
I beat him, and I just did like 15 shots in celebration.
So you did get really, okay.
Mowed the lawn naked. I played Majora's Mask, which I have decided I'm going to finish that game in its entirety. Collect all the masks, do all that stuff, which I've never done before, so... As my favorite Zelda game, I should do it. And the more I've been playing it, the more I realize, my God, this game is so good.
God,
it is so freaking good.
I hate you so much.
It is so weird. It is just the weirdest Zelda game in the entire world.
I hate that game.
Why?
I don't want to continue to go back in time and repeat like everything I did.
But you're not repeating everything you did. If you're bad, you're repeating everything you did because... I mean, like, there's some trial and error if you're running out of time and you're figuring out the puzzles, but...
I just never thought that was... That would be on the lowest of the low for Zelda games for me.
Wow. You like
maybe better than...
Spirit Tracks?
Maybe
more?
Better than... Well, I never played Spirit Tracks, so I couldn't speak to that. But might be better than Link's Adventure.
Okay, and what about you? You really liked that piece of crap for the GameCube, though, right? The Twilight Princess.
I played it for the Wii, but yeah.
Same thing. It's the same game. Same game.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's
one you use a dumb controller.
It's different.
Either you use a regular controller.
It's different. Did I ever tell you about how that game is mirrored? That game is weird.
It's mirrored.
Yeah, on the GameCube, that's the original game. That's what it should have been. But so here's the thing. Here's exactly how that game works. I don't know how I haven't mentioned this to you before. Twilight Princess on GameCube is how the game is supposed to be built. Link's left-handed, uses shield in the right hand. Because so many people on this planet are right-handed, they mirrored the entire game for the Wii.
Okay.
So that you swing the sword on the right hand. But it's not just oh, he holds it. The shield in his left, and he holds the sword in the right. It's like every single thing about that is like, it's like if you were to watch a movie and then watch that movie again in the reflection from a mirror.
That's kind of weird.
Every single thing about it. The maps, like all the animations, everything the exact opposite way.
Huh.
There probably will be a movie like that. God, and if there is, it'll be Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. This movie, this movie should be watched
backwards.
Once in the theaters, and then never watch it again until it comes out on DVD. But you have to watch it through the reflection in a mirror.
It takes place backwards.
And then it changes,
in a mirror.
And then it changes everything.
You don't know what's happening.
God, that would be a mind-blowing experience.
Well, I'm not going to convince anybody on why Majora's Mask is good. So, okay. Whatever. I'll leave it at that. The reason, though, why I ended up playing Majora's Mask and GoldenEye was because I went to Hunter's baseball tournament, and he has to get there early to practice, like every sports team goes. So before the tournament, I was right next to Jay's Hobby CD Warehouse, whatever it's called.
Oh, that place. Yeah, you were telling me about
and
this.
And randomly, I was there the day that they had like store discount. So I was like, well, I guess today's the day that I buy a bunch of crap. So I bought
buy that aircraft carrier?
No, I should have.
Wait, that, how much were they asking for that?
I don't remember.
Like $300?
Where is this?
Just enough.
Is this on the east side?
Yeah. It's south side, yeah.
Oh,
it's,
it's south. Okay.
It's 14th Street.
I've lived in Des Moines my entire life, but anything south or east of downtown doesn't exist.
Go there. You will love it.
Not a bad practice, it is just one go to Jay's.
It is so much fun. Like, they've got action figures from the 80s and 90s. God. That's what they are. You have comic books, stupid Japanese crap, video games.
Just tons of action
figures. G.I. Joe, Thundercats, the GoBots, the one below the GoBots. I forget what the ones that turn... The Transformers that turns into rocks. It's so good. So I bought a lot of games there and beefed up my collection. Now I own every Dino Crisis ever created, just in case.
Oh, yeah?
Just...
In case there is a Dino
Crisis? In case there's a Dino... I'm going to train. I'm going to go in the simulator.
I'll know where
to
come if there is an actual
Dino Crisis. Head over here, man. I got all the anti-dino traps set up. Dino damage. Clever girl.
It's good to know.
Clever girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So I did that. That was so. Yeah, I'll have more stuff coming up soon. Of course. Let's see here. Oh yeah, I wrote a review for Fez. That's on the website.
And oh cool.
My biggest takeaway from that game is, if you like puzzles, if you like Cryptomania style, pen and paper, sit down, have your mind blown because of, something you've been looking at the entire time and you realize now that that's a major clue, then go play that game. If you love just crazy cryptographic nonsense and decoding things and having your mind blown over and over again, Fez is the game for you. Otherwise, you won't like it. And I had a really hard time writing about it without giving away a lot of
the
major... Fez, F-E-Z.
F-E-Z.
Like the hat. It's for Xbox Live Arcade. You can only download it. It's $10. It's awesome. It is. You saw me playing
the other night.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that weird game.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that was as close to an acid trip as I've ever seen.
Most definitely. Yeah, I'm sure Phil Fish is just on a perpetual acid trip, the dude that made it. But I had a really hard time writing about it because I didn't want to give away all the just moments of epiphany where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this is this. So it's hard to describe that. So what I tried to do is focus on moments that I thought were really interesting in that game and touch on them. But go read that and go get that game because everybody should play it. All right, that's everything we've been doing, I guess. Some news happened. Last week, there wasn't really anything. We just touched on the PlayStation All-Stars or whatever the heck that Smash Bros. Clone was.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got real news. Biggest one, I would say, would be the Call of Duty Black Ops was announced, obviously, on May...
Black Ops 2.
Sorry, Black Ops 2. The May something foot-based basketball event. Basketball match.
Yeah.
Was announced during that, or before that, but yeah. So, Call of Duty, Black Ops 2, happening. I kind of assumed that you had read about all this new stuff, John, since you're usually on top of this. So, what is Black Ops 2 like?
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah. What is it? Like, how does this work in the time frame of Black Ops?
This Black Ops 2 takes place in 2025. So...
The near future.
13 years out from now. So the sort of near future. And
And robots rule the Earth.
I don't know about robots so much as just unmanned vehicles. Like, everything is, like, piloted.
Demolition Man.
Yeah, kind of.
self-drive.
Yeah.
Skynet.
Skynet, sort of. Yeah. But not an independent, like, artificial AI. That's not what I gathered. I gathered that it's more like it can be automatically or
controlled by a single person.
By a single person.
Which is kind of what the major plot is.
Right, and the premise of this is that, like, the enemy gets a hold of the ability to control all of our own weapons, and now we have to rely on actual men again to get the job done. Right. And it's like, it's sort of interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like Metal Gear themed, where it's you've got, instead of the who has their hands on the biggest stockpile of nuclear weapons,
it was now sort of like a Gun of the Patriots sort of.
Like, the soldiers have been replaced by machines. What happens when those machines are your enemy and like, it's men that have to take over? And
yeah.
And that brings me to the kind of weird appearance of Woods in the trailer.
Woods?
Who died in Call of Duty Black Ops.
I didn't play Black Ops.
Okay, well, he was a dude you're following.
Is he the guy that's, like, cracked out and in the chair?
No, that's your character. That's Mason. And you're playing as the son of Mason in Mason's son in Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Oh, okay.
So Woods actually didn't die in Black Ops, apparently. Evidently. And he is kind of like your narrator, where sometimes you're playing as Woods in the 80s, and then sometimes you're flashing forward to playing as Woods' son in the present of 2025.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah. And then hearing reports on people who have played the game or seen bits of it, there's going to be branching story to this game. So in an effort to give more replayability to the single player, Treyarch seems to be focusing very heavily on making story matter and making decisions matter. Like, are you going to point A to do this, or are you going to point B to do this? And depending on what you do, it may affect the outcome of the game. Depending on who dies or doesn't die, things may change in the storytelling of it. So you're not just replaying the game to rank up in multiplayer. You're playing it because you want to know more about the story,
which is
really cool.
That is cool. I can get behind that.
Yeah. I didn't play Black. I just had the Modern Warfare, the 2 and the 3 and the World at War before that. And I don't play this. I just get online to basically yell at children.
Okay.
And to see how quickly I can be slaughtered.
Steamrolled.
I'm one of those guys that gets, you know, I get 15 kills a game, but I also die about 30 times.
My strategy
is just to run at you with, like, a pistol.
That's my strategy.
And then,
with
like, one out of 10 times, I will actually kill you. The other 9 times, not so much.
You should use something beyond a pistol.
If anyone who's played with me online has talked to me in person, it's like, we just see you, like, running through the middle of the screen, guns blazing, without a care in the world. Just
sounds effective.
Yeah, exactly. I'm there with you, man. I don't have the ability to play those games.
I thought I heard maybe somewhere in one of my news feeds that there was a mention of a rumor of zombies.
Yeah, of course zombie mode is going to be back in it again. I saw something
future
like that
zombies.
Too, sure.
No, dude, how good
multiplayer
would
it be?
How good would it be if it wasn't zombies, if it was cyborg zombies?
Is another zombie game.
Future zombies. Cyborg zombies.
Well, I mean, at the very least, thank God they're just not spinning it. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but I don't know how I feel yet about a zombie thing, because it's like, well, great, more time spent on crap I'm not going to play in a Call of Duty game, i.e. zombie mode, but then it's like, wasting resources on the single player campaign or multiplayer or whatever.
You can't say it's wasting resources, because I'm sure that's just an asset that they predetermined was going to be.
No, you're right. But I mean, it could be better.
You could say wasting resources if they were going to make it 3D.
Or like, hey, no zombies, then we get a spin-off zombie game, which you waste a whole development cycle on.
What might be worthwhile is just making that game and then having zombies come out as a DLC patch later, because you know people would buy it, but you also know people would be pissed if it didn't launch with it.
Yeah, well, you know, not everybody in the world has internet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, especially for a CenturyLink company.
Yeah.
Customer in West Des Moines, you won't have internet for days at a time, despite paying your large bill.
Sounds about accurate for internet in Des Moines.
I have CenturyLink. I live right by the Jordan Creek Mall, and it was down all of last week. Really? Pretty much from Monday night through Friday.
Huh.
And that's the fourth or fifth time that's happened.
Maybe that's recently. Why my bandwidth has increased a little bit.
Yeah. Siphoning off back.
Since they don't have any internet, it's just all the flow just
if
comes
you were
to
in
me.
Panera last week, I was that guy sitting in the corner.
Yelling at little children on your laptop.
Yes, with listening to the 80s music. I don't know. Yeah. And yelling at the TV.
Great.
Yelling at my little screen.
So... The other big announcement of this week was the Game Informer cover of Elder Scrolls Online happening.
Yeah.
No real concrete word coming out of this yet, since the Game Informer isn't out yet. But there's a trailer, and there's nothing in that trailer, which a lot of people are up in arms about, like, oh, this is a teaser trailer, and teaser trailer, this is the worst teaser trailer ever. And it's like, well, don't you remember the Skyrim trailer from years ago at E3 when it was just Ricardo Montalban, like, talking over, or no, it wasn't Ricardo Montalban, that would have been way too good.
That would be good.
Who does the voice in Skyrim for the old dude?
Patrick Stewart?
No.
Sean Connery?
No. Oh, well, whatever his name is.
Someone with an Irish or Nordic accent.
No.
Alan Rickman.
Rickman.
Maybe. No. Sure. But anyway, it's just this dude talking while they're showing pictures of this wall, where in the Skyrim Online trailer, it's just a dude talking, and they have the Ouroboros snakes eating each other in a ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, more stuff will come out of that in the... In the future, no doubt. We'll keep our ears to the ground for that. Weird other things that are rumors and have become true, that being the Xbox 360 you can now purchase for $99 through a weird subsidy payment plan. You pay $15 a month for an Xbox for the course of a year.
Yeah, but you also... No, the course of 2 years.
Yes. 2 years.
It's a two-year. I have to sign up for Xbox Live agreement.
Okay.
And so you're paying $15 a month to have that, and then so you also get your 4 gigabyte Kinect Xbox 360 for that $100 too. But you can only purchase this through a Microsoft store, and apparently
what is that?
Only 21 of them in the country.
Great.
So it's like
less than one per every two states.
Right. So. We would have to go out of state, possibly two states, to find this. Maybe there's one in the Mall of America. Make a trip, Griff.
Now that you say it, I think there is.
I would find no better place in the Midwest to cram one of those.
No, I think you're absolutely correct, because I wanted to go into that when I was there last.
Complicated payment plan for something that's $200, as is right now.
Yeah, I wonder if you calculate it out.
You think of something like that would be for something more expensive.
Was that $15 a month for two?
You get the game and... online, too, right?
You get a Kinect, and you get the online service for two years. There's also penalties for canceling out of it early.
Well, of course.
You probably pay the bulk of the amount.
Do they send an Xbox repo man to your house?
Yeah, they come
to
claim
I'm here to collect your Xbox. It's Major you have Nelson. To be making your payments.
Yes.
just the Kinect.
I need the controllers, too.
It just launches back sure. up. Is it Bill Gates coming over and making collection calls?
So I will get my money.
Holy crap. I don't know if that's funny. That's how that math works out. But minus the $100 that you would pay just for the unit up front, the totaled up amount for the 2 years of $15 for those 24 months is $360.
Yeah.
I find that mildly ironic.
I'm in an upside down car. Imagine you're an upside down Xbox loan.
Yeah, right.
This thing's only worth $50, but I have so much more left on my loans. What am I going to do? Then you have to go refinance.
Yeah, it is a weird thing that exists. I think, which I think it's very indicative of the end of the console's life cycle. Which then brings me to this other bit of news: Spike TV is now getting the Xbox Entertainment Evolved, which is the old Inside Xbox, which was canceled because mm-hmm. now it's this new thing on Spike with Major Nelson. And it's starting June 4th, which then makes me think that the new Xbox will definitely have Xbox in its name.
Yeah. And
making me wonder, could the new Xbox be called the Xbox Evolved?
Ooh. That's kind of a crappy name. I like 720. Just give it.
No, that's a dumb name. That's the worst name.
Yeah, but so is 360.
Oh, well, yeah. I think Xbox, get away from numbers. Xbox Evolved, I think, is would be a cool name. And then you could just do Xbox Evo.
I still like the Xbox Durango.
Expo Evo.
Durango? What?
Yeah, the weird.
Xbox Evo. You just call it the.
Just call it the X.
Well, if you just call it the Zevo.
Just X.
Coming next year. X.
Dude, if it comes out and it's called Xbox Evolved, I'm going to just call it the Zevo from this point on.
I mean, it would make sense, right? Because it's being marketed as this no longer just a console, but like it does everything. It's the next new console that does new stuff. So, that's just what struck my mind right away when I read that piece of news. So, dibs.
We should just get the copyright on this right now.
Yeah, I should just real quick, see if it's registered.
Copyright Zevo and
www.xboxevolved.com.
Yep, get it.
Going back to Skyrim, the DLC has been announced. It's called Dawnguard.
Yeah, Dawnguard. Has weird, creepy, like glowy eyes.
It's
weird.
Did you read more about this?
Neither I didn't, but the thing that I read didn't really even say much about it. Have they announced much of anything?
I don't think so. I think it's going to happen in the summer. It's going to be big. And it's going to be telling another story.
Yeah, that much I knew. It would be telling another story.
But I think you play as your own character again.
Right. I would imagine you would.
You're still playing
just
as...
just like the Fallout
DLC. Dragonborn.
So that's it for news this week. You got something, John? You look like you're in phone. Your hand is like a Lego man hand.
Inserted. I didn't realize it until you made a comment of it. Like I didn't know.
A palsy that is just defined by a cell phone.
This is the part of the show where we take calls.
Yeah, you can call those kind of shows. BBR@bossbarrel.com.
Tell me we could make this happen.
I feel like we could with the current technology. Yes.
We just
call in.
We just jack that thing into my iPhone, and we call Dakota, and we make this happen, right?
Yeah, we would, but there'd be no way for him to hear us effectively.
Oh yeah, it has a thing.
A speaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I do this all the time when I'm on a run. If I get a phone call and I answer the phone call on my run,
okay.
There's a little microphone next to the auxiliary jack so that they can hear me just fine. While it's plugged in. I promise you. This is the thing.
But it needs to pick up all three of us at a major distance.
Yeah, I'll just hold it out here in front of everybody.
Well, there is more well-established technology to suit this cause.
Next week on Buzzsprout, prank calls to our friends.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Hold on to your butts, because I have a plan for trivia this week, which this brings us to the part of the show where we do trivia. And it's my turn. First of all, I would like to say that, don't mind, I've got an emergency backup here of things to do in case this doesn't work out. Now, John, last week your trivia was a back-of-box game descriptions.
Yeah, back-of-the-box blurb stuff.
How crazy they are. I went into my library of games and pulled out all of the old instruction manuals that I have for old, like, Nintendo, Game Boy, and N64 games out, and part of it really bums me out because like I don't own these anymore. I was a stupid college student that decided to sell all my games to get cash or different games, like an idiot. And now I'm stuck.
Are old manuals that you just have laying around from like everything, like
Street Fighter 2 for Game Boy.
Sweet,
yeah. So I've got a bunch of old game manuals.
Why do you keep this stuff for moments like this?
Exactly that and. Someday after the Dino Crisis, I will. Someone's going to be like, I'll be like the National Library of Video Games. I ended up buying a new copy of Zone of the Enders that had the bonus disc in it because I'm an idiot.
Oh,
and it also had the instruction booklet, which this does not. So this is just a totally functional copy of Zone of the Enders for PlayStation 2 that will be the prize. Put it up here. Whoever wins gets this.
You can
take it home and play it, or sell it, or break it, or whatever you want. I don't care. I'm giving it away. So the winner of this week's trivia will win a copy of Son of the
Enders. Does that mean I have to come up with a prize for next week?
No, I don't care. I'm just getting rid of this and here somebody...
If the questions are about anything besides the NFL and 80s music...
Well, it's about boners, actually.
Okay. Well, then when we're on to something. Okay, well... This is why I'm here. I think this is...
The trivia, like I said, I have my backup in case it doesn't work because the new trivia is going to be very technical.
Oh, crap.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to get everything set up. And then we'll see how things go. Worst case, we'll divert to my backup plan. Okay. Best case, we're going to do trivia that is video game music and identifying the game that it comes from based on the 10 seconds or so you hear from the song.
I'm so excited about this.
Okay? I think this will be really fun.
I'm so excited about this.
John's chances.
Well, it's music, and some of the games might be from the 80s, so...
Then I'm
on. Now you're in. You're back on board. Awesome. I'm going to pause it. We're going to be back in a moment, and by the power of radio magic, you won't even notice. So, see you in a second. Okay, we're back from that break. Everything is ready to go here with the trivia. What are you doing weird looks at?
I'm just like staring at your soundboard.
Okay. I've got everything queued up here. All 10 songs, which come from Hardcore Gaming 101.
That's it. That's not nothing obscure.
What?
You said they come from
the website called HardcoreGaming101.com. Okay. It's a great website.
Okay.
It's like beyond Wikipedia for every video game you could ever imagine with Sweet. Just...
So pretty much like the site that I got my the cover arts and stuff for the back of the box blurbs, where it was like this guy's lifelong project to recover all the box art that ever existed on any country.
Well, Kurt Collada, who I think is a major, an underappreciated player in the video games journalism industry, maintains Hardcore Gaming 101, and you can write for it, you get paid for it. They emphasize just journalistic integrity, designing your own project, creating a plan for it, and doing it yourself. So one of these things they did was they pulled a lot of their listeners. Do you need to drop your mic down, like, physically?
I just like it really up here. I just like to be right below it.
Holy diver. They pulled a bunch of people, and all the responses, like 200-some-odd readers plus, and they said, what's your favorite video game music? So all this comes from their list, which links to YouTube. So we'll be streaming roughly 10 seconds, maybe 15 or 20. I don't really know. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Hopefully nothing breaks. Let me just get my pen and paper out here so I can keep score. I'll do Backstrom. Stanhope. Because, yeah.
What?
Nothing.
You just laughing.
Visual comedy.
Are you laughing at the fact
it's not going to be Backstrom and John.
It's going to be BS.
Yes.
Is that what you're laughing
yes,
at?
Yes, that's why.
I'm paid for being hilarious. I'm paid for being on this podcast, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you're drinking beer.
I don't
beer.
See your checkbook, but I'm just assuming that you have one.
That's why
I've got one. I'll pay.
Okay, thank you.
That's why we offered you beer. You refused the payment.
Okay.
It's your prerogative.
Ready? Here is the first song.
Getting psyched.
Give me the game that the song comes from.
Full titles only.
I guess, yeah. Full titles. Do your best. If you know the actual track name, you have a fake bonus point.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Ready? Here's the first song. That is 20 seconds of the first song. Does anybody have any idea what game
that was taken away to a long, far away magical place?
You indeed you were.
A dozen games come to my mind.
A dozen games.
Hang on. Oh, shoot.
Fable?
No. I will tell you, it is a PlayStation 1 era game.
Okay.
He's a prolific composer. I think he just did the soundtrack for Xenoblade. The composer's name is Yasunori Mitsuda.
Oh, yeah, yes, that guy.
What was that noise?
What was that noise?
I don't know. No, it's just the charger.
Okay. Do you want to hear it again, or do you guys have no idea?
I'm still thinking here. Hang on.
Okay, I'm going to play the track.
Okay.
And you can think out loud if you need.
Think again here.
Does it sound like anything you've heard in a different game?
It sounds like an RPG.
That would be correct.
It sounds like some Secret of Mana stuff.
No. Okay, there's the same, roughly the same amount of music again. I got any guesses?
I got nothing. I feel like I'm going to be upset about this.
Okay. This song was from Chrono Cross.
Ah.
It was the Scars of Time, or Scars Left by Time.
I get it.
Or Time Scar.
From Chrono Cross? Okay.
Chrono Cross, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so nobody got that one. So the next song we have here. All right, this one should be a lot easier. Ready, set, go. What do you guys got? 20 seconds of this song.
Obviously, it's Nintendo.
Yes, it is a Nintendo game.
Sports game?
No.
Not a sports game. Okay.
This is a very, very famous Nintendo song from a long-running franchise of Nintendo games. It has been covered by tons and tons of bands. It's been given lyrics. It is...
That sounded great, by the way.
Sorry. It is probably one of the most memorable songs from video games. From older video games. Anything?
Hold on.
I'm holding.
Contra?
No.
Damn.
I'll play it again. Anything at all?
Final Commando?
Nope. Alright. What's your answer?
I'm stumped.
Nothing?
I was thinking sports game.
It's God,
sports
I feel like game. I'm going to be ticked.
You will be.
I got nothing.
Nothing. This is Mega Man 2, Dr. Wily Boss Stage Level 1. Super, super famous song. All right. 0-2, both of you. All right, this one, I guarantee you, one of you will get.
God.
Ready?
Here. That will be John.
No. Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid, the main theme.
Can I borrow this song to play in my car every time I'm driving? I'll think somebody's chasing me.
Yeah, this is totally Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. This is sounds like a pretty weird MIDI version of it. But yes, the Metal Gear Solid main theme song.
God, Snake Eater would be a great one to listen to.
There's a lot of really good music in video games. All right, another really obvious one that you guys should get. One, if you know the internet, and two, if you know video games.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
It's Numa Numa. Oh, Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
It is Street Fighter 2. Yep. Can you tell me what exact title of the song is?
Oh, God. This is Guile's theme?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can
it goes with everything.
Because it goes with everything.
Yes. Street Fighter 2, Guile's theme. John, get another one.
Do I get that sweet bonus point?
Yeah, you got it. I wrote it down right here.
John's going to win.
One more time.
Could this just be our intro music? Can we just pay Capcom?
This song sounds like it's from Rocky IV.
I'm thinking that's what they're going for. Well, Probably not.
Yeah.
Rocky IV.
It's just, this makes me want to go punch Dolph Lundgren in the face.
Right?
Flash kick some boxes.
Yep.
Okay. Next song. Maybe a little bit trickier for you two. But
it's a Crazy
I have faith.
Taxi's theme.
It is not.
Oh, man.
God, what is that?
I don't even remember. I was just pulling some crap out of
it's crazy!
Yeah, that all right, that weird toothy character thing.
Here is the next song. Number, what? 4? 5. All right. Ready, set, here we go. Right. A little over 20 seconds of that song.
Yeah,
everybody has a very blank stare on their face.
Tell me that's like Pokemon Coliseum.
It is not. No Pokemon.
I don't even know if I have a guess.
Okay, I'll play it again.
Is it F-Zero?
This makes me just want to run in place.
No. We'll let it run a little longer, see if we can hit some lyrics here.
Oh, there are lyrics there. Katamari.
Katamari Damacy.
Okay.
Yes, the main theme. Katamari on the Rocks from Katamari Damacy.
I don't think you need to keep score.
It's really as soon as those lyrics came in, that helped a lot.
Okay.
I have as many points as the cat. The cat looks less confused.
Billy knows.
If you want to do 80s TV show themes,
oh, no,
then maybe I can have a fighting
That's a
chance.
Different show, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, here is the next song. This one should be not too difficult, maybe. Ready, set, here we go. John, you should know this.
Is this a side-scrolling platformer
mm-hmm.
beat-em-up kind of game?
Not a beat-em-up.
Not if I would have said fighting game.
Oh, God. Hang on. Yeah.
I will tell you
is it a brawler?
No.
Like a...
No.
Not like a Double Dragon in Streets of Rage kind of thing?
Some kind of superhero kind of game.
Kind of a superhero game. Superhero. Not really a superhero game.
Not really.
It is from one of my favorite games... Hunter's favorite game, too? I will tell you, it's from a stage in a video game.
Is this another Mega Man title?
Yep. You know what Mega Man?
X.
Yes.
Here, just X?
Mega Man X.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds a little bit more
Is the electronic. Spark Mandrel stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got it, right? Just tip of the tongue.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Okay, next song. Here we go. This one shouldn't be too bad either. Relatively painless. Very iconic song. All right, what do you got?
No idea what that is.
Nothing?
Is that Nintendo?
It is Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo? Is it like a building game kind of?
Not a building game.
Not a building game.
It's, man, it is...
Super Nintendo.
I can't really say anything. I'll give it away. Huh. It's the first stage in this Super Nintendo game. I'll preface this by saying, good luck.
Oh. Really? It's Star Fox?
Yep.
This does not sound like some Star Fox music.
This is Star Fox for Nintendo 64.
For 64?
I'm sorry, Super Nintendo. I was like, yep, Star Fox for Super Nintendo. This is the Corneria level.
So weird.
Yeah. Very famous song. Very, very famous. John, you got that one again? Jeez, Maxstrom, come on. What's going on?
I did not.
All right. This one, I don't know how this is going to turn out. We'll give this a try. Ready, set, go.
Halo.
Halo. Halo.
This is one of the things that I do know.
I was going to say, this is your one chance to nail it.
Once I heard that, you're a great chance.
Is this specifically Halo or Halo 2?
Halo 1.
Halo.
Yeah, combat involved.
The guitars are in this song, or is that the Halo 2?
That might be Halo 2.
Well, you can just wait.
Oh, those drums. Those guitars?
Those are guitars.
The sound more like...
I never played...
Like violin.
I played just a little bit of Halo.
Give it a break. Just a little bit of Halo?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of Halo. All right. Another iconic song. Okay. In the theme of stuff we talked about last week, here is another extremely memorable song from the Western Hemisphere.
Nothing on that.
Can you tell me the game company that it comes from?
It sounds like some kind of Final Fantasy game.
Not quite. To me, it reminds me a lot of a different video game.
Is that a Tecmo
theme? No.
No.
Why isn't Tecmo Super Bowl on this tournament?
Because I don't know if there's any really memorable tracks from Tecmo Super Bowl.
Is this older?
Than what?
Than today?
Yes.
But
this song did not come out today.
Is it older than like this generation of consoles?
Yes. Before 2000.
Sounds like the start of a Poison song, actually.
Is this like Bandai Namco stuff?
No. This comes from a Blizzard game.
Oh, wow. Well,
I'm Diablo? So glad I came on.
It is from
show,
Diablo, yes.
How little... I know.
Do you know what the track is?
Couldn't tell you.
Any Diablo player can tell you. This is the Tristram Village song that place you're in the most of the time.
I see.
So, very iconic Western music. To me, I just hear immediate, that's, you know, 2000 era Blizzard sound design.
Okay.
All right, and the last song here.
One chance. One chance for one
to get on the board.
Yeah, to get on the board and not have a shutout.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Is this Sonic the Hedgehog?
No. More specifically, it
Sonic
is...
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Yes, Sonic 2.
I was like, you're not going to tell me that's not a Sonic song. I was like,
that is a Sonic
that
song.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
This
and
week
that's
on
like Lostbear.com,
listen to Chris Backstrom not know anything.
That's like stage 2. A lot of springy noises. This is dubstep before dubstep was dubstep. This is like Michael Jackson's version of dubstep.
Oh yeah. It's the
what, all those wubs and dubs.
The Genesis Moonwalker.
And ding ding
da ding ding da ding ding da ding 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 ding.
Yep.
All right. Well, that was really fun. I thought.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I appreciated that.
Not so much fun for you, Bastion, was it?
No.
Well, you shut out Dakota last week, too. Apparently, you and I are the only two in our class.
Well, the reason why we make these trivia is for each other.
This is true.
Yeah. It may have been different if I was certain when, or certain if you were coming over, like how to tailor it differently. But yeah. I wanted to do video game music.
Sweet. I get to play Zone of the Enders tonight.
Yes. And here's your copy of Zone of the Enders.
Enjoy.
hope it works. It does. Okay. That's it. Trivia this week. John, you got it. I think, what is your hash tally here?
Six or something.
So 3, 6, 8, with a little help here and there.
Yeah.
Okay, this has been Boss Barrel Radio, episode 72. I'm your host, Griffin Hoffman. You can follow me at Griff Hoffman, @GriffHoffman on Twitter. Hoffman with two N's. John Stanhope, you're on Twitter as well. Yes, with
J.W. Stanhope.
And Chris Backstrom, you're on there as well.
At Chris Backstrom.
At Chris Backstrom.
It took a long time to think of that.
Pretty easy, yes. Straightforward. If you'd like to send us a message, you can send it to Boss Barrel, BBR. At bossbarrel.com. BBR at Boss. That's short for Boss Barrel Radio at bossbarrel.com. You can leave a comment on our website through the comment functionality, or send a comment through Facebook on the fan page, or to John or me or whatever. Just there are many ways to get a hold of us.
I don't think I can play this game.
Okay. Well, is your PlayStation 3 backwards compatible?
I don't think so.
Just go to Champs on any weekday night and we'll be there. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Boss Brawl Radio. We'll see you next Monday, like usual.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Can you, before on the out, just say the Batman line from Dark Knight?
Wait, which
Batman? Where are the drugs?